If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Today is Wednesday, March 1st. We'll tell you what a new report says led up to the collapse of the Afghan government, despite America spending decades and billions of dollars to build it up. Also, a big step toward getting an RSV vaccine on the market. And some concerning new findings about a popular sugar substitute. Plus, what some major credit card companies are now saying about crypto. What a new study found are the highest and lowest paying college majors. And which new words were just added to the dictionary. Those stories and more news to know in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. A new government watchdog report details how the Taliban were able to take over in Afghanistan so quickly, even after the U.S. spent almost two decades and hundreds of billions of dollars to build up the Afghan government and its security forces. The report blames years of problems with planning and oversight of that American assistance, as well as an abrupt, uncoordinated withdrawal. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction blamed administrations going back to former President George W. Bush. But it says the pivotal turning point was the 2020 Doha Agreement struck under former President Trump. That's when the U.S. promised to withdraw American troops and contractors in exchange for some guarantees from the Taliban, like that they wouldn't let terror groups like Al-Qaeda use Afghanistan to threaten the security of the U.S. But the American-backed Afghan officials were not included in those negotiations. And the report said they didn't think the Biden administration would actually abide by the Doha Agreement, but it did. So the eventual withdrawal under Biden was even more abrupt than expected. And it says that destroyed the morale of Afghan soldiers and police. In response to the new report, the Pentagon disputed that point, saying U.S. officials were in touch with Afghan leadership before American troops pulled out. The report also criticized the current Defense Department for not cooperating enough, though the DOD disagrees. Ultimately, the Afghanistan people have faced rising poverty and a crackdown on civil rights since the Taliban took control of the Afghan capital a year and a half ago. U.S. lawmakers in Congress also say they plan to hold more hearings and further investigate America's withdrawal. Well, Russia's invasion in Ukraine seems to be having big consequences for Russia. New research from the Center for Strategic and International Studies says between 60 to 70,000 Russians have been killed or are missing in Ukraine over the last year. That's more than all Russian wars since World War II combined, and that includes wars in places like Korea and Syria. Nearly 200,000 more are thought to have been hurt, and that's far more casualties than the ones confirmed on the Ukraine side. Meanwhile, Russia is reporting many more drone attacks inside Russia. Ukrainian authorities have not taken responsibility for them, but have said in the past that they have the right to go into Russia's territory if it means stopping Russia's invasion. Either way, Russian President Putin ordered officials to tighten control of the Ukrainian border. Nearby, America's top diplomat is meeting with Central Asian leaders, trying to convince them to not help Russia get around Western sanctions. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is visiting his counterparts from five republics that broke away from the Soviet Union in its dying days, like Kazakhstan. They all have strong ties to Russia and rely on the country for trade, security, and more. But they aren't supporting the invasion of Ukraine. So the U.S. is working with them to find other trade routes and export markets so Russia is further cut off from the rest of the world. The Biden administration has also pledged tens of millions of dollars to the region to help. Well, back in the U.S., millions of people who rely on government assistance to buy food are seeing their benefits shrink, starting today. For almost 3 years now, there has been a boost to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, aka SNAP, in response to the pandemic. It gave households anywhere from $95 to $250 extra dollars in monthly benefits. But that boost just expired. So the payments are going down to where they were before the pandemic, about $6 per person per day. 18 states ended the extra SNAP benefits early. The rest of the states are now following suit. And this comes in the midst of stubbornly high inflation. Food prices are more than 10% higher from a year ago. So food banks around the country are expected to be extra busy to meet increased demand. And they're asking for more donations and volunteers to help out. A new experimental vaccine could soon become the first approved shot to protect American seniors from the respiratory illness known as RSV. A panel of advisors to the FDA recommended the vaccine from Pfizer, saying the drug maker proved it was effective and safe. It would be for anyone 60 and older. Though some advisors say they wanted to see more data on people over 80, since they need a vaccine the most. And others were worried about a possible association between the shots and Guillain-Barré syndrome. That's a rare neurological disorder that can cause muscle weakness or paralysis. Today, the FDA panel will look into another RSV vaccine, that one from the company GSK. Other companies like Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, and Merck are also working toward their own RSV shots. The FDA is scheduled to decide on the vaccines by May. Then this summer, the expert panel will be reviewing Pfizer's data for giving the RSV vaccine to pregnant people in hopes of protecting their babies. Remember, older people and infants are especially vulnerable to getting a severe RSV case. But for most healthy adults, RSV symptoms are mild. All right, we have more news for you still coming up. But first, this podcast is sponsored by Tommy John. And this is one of my favorite brands. Whether you're going somewhere for spring break soon, or you'll be working or just resting at home, Tommy John loungewear helps you lounge anywhere. It's one of those brands where if you order just one color of something, you'll find yourself ordering more in a matter of days. The only time I don't wear my Tommy John joggers are when both pairs are in the dirty laundry. And speaking of, all Tommy John loungewear is machine washable and dryer safe, which is a must-have for me. Tommy John has both women and men covered. In fact, Tommy John underwear is listed on GQ's latest 10 Essentials with Kevin Hart with over 96% four-star plus reviews. And I definitely give all my Tommy John items 5 stars. Everything is soft, breathable, and lays just right. Shop Tommy John's colorful new spring designs at tommyjohn.com/newsworthy, and you can get 20% off your first order. Save 20% right now at tommyjohn.com/newsworthy. See site for details. A new study takes a closer look at a popular sugar substitute, and it found it's linked to an increased risk of having a heart attack or stroke. The new study is from the Cleveland Clinic, and it looked into erythritol. That's an ingredient in Truvia and Splenda, and it's often added to low or zero-calorie foods and drinks. Researchers evaluated more than 4,000 people in the U.S. and Europe to see how much erythritol was in their blood. And they found those with the highest concentration of it were twice as likely to have a stroke or heart attack than those with the lowest concentration. But it's worth noting everyone involved in the research already had or were at high risk for cardiovascular diseases anyway because of things like diabetes and hypertension. Researchers also fed mice erythritol and found it seemed it was linked to blood clots forming. So some doctors say it might make sense to start limiting erythritol in your diet. But an industry association called the Calorie Control Council disagrees. It says the results of the study run contrary to decades of scientific research that show sweeteners like erythritol are safe. Others say to really know if erythritol is a concern, scientists would need to balance it against the health risks of actual sugar, too. So with that, most experts say much more research is needed. A third person now, who used to be a top crypto executive, has pleaded guilty to fraud charges in connection to the FTX debacle. This time, it was one of the company's co-founders and former engineering director, Nishad Singh. He now admits to creating a software code that let FTX customer funds be diverted to a crypto hedge fund owned by FTX's CEO at the time, Sam Bankman-Fried. Singh also says he knew the CEO, SBF, was using those funds for other investments. Regulators have accused Bankman-Fried of diverting billions of dollars in customer money for other uses. SBF is still pleading not guilty, but prosecutors are building their case against him now with 3 members of his inner circle who have all promised to help them. And under their plea agreements, they may have to testify at Bankman-Fried's trial. To be continued. As the crypto industry deals with some fallout, Visa and MasterCard are reportedly taking a pause from their crypto endeavors. Reuters cites sources who say the companies aren't planning on forging any new partnerships with crypto firms for a while. Both Visa and MasterCard have apparently decided to push back the launch of certain products and services related to crypto, too, at least until market conditions improve. A spokesperson for Visa said recent high-profile failures in the industry are a reminder that there's still a long way to go before crypto becomes part of the mainstream. Still, the spokesperson says that doesn't change the company's overall crypto strategy and focus. Just last year, Visa announced an expanded partnership with FTX, which it did cancel a month later. And last spring, MasterCard teamed up with crypto lender Nexo to launch what it called the world's first crypto-backed payment card, and that is still available now. What could be the most famous basketball sneakers of all time are hitting the market. They're six individual Nike Air Jordans that Michael Jordan himself wore during the six NBA championship games the Chicago Bulls won in the 1990s. And each one has been signed by MJ himself. Sotheby's auction house is selling, not auctioning, them off. It isn't naming a sale price just yet, but memorabilia experts place their value well into the millions. That would make this collection the most expensive set of shoes ever sold. The six Air Jordans are now on display in Dubai. After this, they'll move to Hong Kong, Singapore, and then New York before selling later this year. The English vocabulary just keeps growing. And with that, new words keep getting added to the dictionary. Dictionary.com added more than 300 new words this week. They include hellscape, which is a place or time that is hopeless or unbearable, and microdosing. That means taking a small dose of a drug like LSD or magic mushrooms. Also, there are a few internet-specific terms. For example, petfluencer, meaning someone who grows an online following for posting content of their pets. Or rage farming, which is the tactic of purposely provoking political opponents as a way to get angry responses and thus high engagement. Dictionary.com says for a word to be added, it has to meet certain criteria, like it has to be a word that's used by a lot of people, is used by those people in mostly the same way, and is likely to stick around. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a break to thank our sponsor, another one of my favorite brands, Rothy's. With Rothy's shoes and bags, you can upgrade your wardrobe in a chic and sustainable way. Everything at Rothy's is sustainably made with their signature thread repurposed from single-use plastic bottles. Rothy's are durably designed, so you can keep them in your closet longer. You can even pop them in the washing machine when they need refreshing. I appreciate that they are high quality and oh so comfortable, so I don't have to worry about my feet hurting when I'm on the go. We are too busy for that. I also love that I can wear my Rothy's flats for so many different things, whether it's a quick errand or a fancy brunch. Rothy's shoes go with everything. I can wear them in any season, but I do especially love wearing Rothy's flats in the spring. So re-energize your spring looks with Rothy's vibrant shoes and bags in an irresistible range of bright hues. 45,000 five-star reviews and counting cannot be wrong. For stylish and sustainable shoes, shop Rothy's. Get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's $20 off your first purchase at R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. College students, take note. A recent study from the New York Federal Reserve found of the top 10 majors that pay the most, 8 of them are types of engineering. Chemical engineering majors take the top spot as graduates earn a median salary of $75,000 a year shortly after college. Engineering majors also make the most later in their careers. The only non-engineering majors in the top 10 are computer science and business analytics. On the opposite end of the list, the graduates who make the least amount of money are those who major in theology and religion. They tend to make $36,000 within 5 years of graduation. Actually, all of the six lowest-paying majors are all social sciences and liberal arts. And this trend is expected to continue. STEM jobs, meaning jobs in science, tech, engineering, and math, are expected to grow twice as fast as non-STEM jobs over the next 8 years. All right, thank you so much for joining us as part of your daily routine. If you'd prefer to get ad-free episodes, you can become a Newsworthy Insider. Learn more and support the show at thenewsworthy.com/insider. Thank you so much for your support or for just sharing the show and letting your friends and family know about it. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.